You're listening to SBS News.
Get is a young man who came to Australia from Malaysia to study English, but he spends most of his days dashing between Chinese restaurants on his motorised bike, making food deliveries. He says the base rate of pay for a delivery is $6, and because he often has to wait for hours between jobs, he frequently earns less than $150 a day.
We ride a motorbike or bicycle on the road. I can earn a little bit from this job, but I have to take the risk of some life-threatening danger. I don't have any insurance. I will have to take all the consequences if something dangerous happens. And I don't have any insurance. So if something happens, I can't make a claim. This job is really dangerous.
Kit is just one of the many delivery riders and drivers working for Chinese language delivery apps, such as Easy, also known as Sydney Delivers and Melbourne Delivers, with the company boasting 200,000 app downloads across five Australian cities. Easy riders in their distinctive yellow uniforms are an increasingly common sight. The Transport Workers Union's Tony Sheldon says workers from those Chinese language companies are often vulnerable to controversial practices of food delivery companies. Riders are typically engaged as independent contractors, a practice that's come under scrutiny as it means they are not given employee entitlements, such as award wages, superannuation, and workers' compensation.
Because of the size of some of the smaller operators, they're getting away with the same sort of exploitation, but unlike the larger ones who are being found out because it's so obvious in the community, the smaller operators are operating below the radar and below that.
He says the companies which often employ international students are not ensuring their rights are protected.
Particularly when some of these companies are targeting one community group that are working in Australia, they aren't explaining the labour rights just like the other companies. They aren't explaining what people's obligations are legally.
Lee, which is not her real name, is a Chinese national who works for both Melbourne Delivers and Uber Eats. She says safety is her biggest concern.
Sometimes I almost get hit by a car. This happens quite often because Australians drive very quickly. There is also concern that you have no idea whether a customer is a good person or not. You just don't know.
Easy has told SBS its delivery riders are hired via a subcontractor and are not their employees, and are therefore responsible for their own tax obligations and insurance. It says the company has stringent terms and upholds them regularly with regards to any potential mistreatment of anybody that assists us with the delivery of food. Uber Eats says all its riders are provided with safety information when they sign up, and there are plans to expand the way this is presented within the app. Johnny Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.